Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I received a text message, and I typed my information in this company charged my car $49.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My name is Lashonda Dudley.
Can you verify the address for me?
279 East Road, South Montgomery, Alabama, 32117.
Okay, one moment. Okay, because I see you have access to our meal planning app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides.
What is that?
You took a survey for iPhone 13, but that was for a chance to win the iPhone 13 by signing up for our meal planning app.
That ain't what it does tell me. It told me that I won something, and then I did the they just showed the iPhone and told me to put my information. It showed nothing about a meal plan.
Yes, and it was in the terms and conditions that just going to be charged for the meal planning app.
Well, can I cancel that?
Now I can reduce the monthly fee to $20 a month for you to save.
Oh, ma'am, I want to cancel that. I don't want that.
Okay, well, your account has been canceled.
And will it refund it back to me?
Now I can offer you a 75% refund back into your account.
No, well, I need to talk to somebody because they text me out the wrong information, ma'am. You only told me $1.95.
I can give you a refund back of $45, but there will be a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Ma'am, I need all of my money back because that's false information that company is giving. They didn't show anything about a meal plan, period. I don't need a meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see what I can do for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me one moment.
Hush, honey. Yeah. We'll light
them up. Okay, ma'am, that charge has been voided out in the system, so you should receive your money back within 48 hours.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.